Teddy Holmström, this goes supposed to be born in the Holy Well.
Oh, right. It's interesting, the place names, you know, like Muddisdale, you would think that's because it's muddy, but of course it's Moody, isn't it? It's something like that.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. But you would think,
because
you see it there. And
yes, it's the plot. And once I get so curious about the only ones that are the triple barreled ones, Hunger Remote and Hunger Amen, Heather Cow Root.
But it's spelt that way, but it's not the tree, it's Hunger Remote and Hunger Amen.
But I mean, farm names, people wouldn't change them. They would just keep them whatever they were. They wouldn't change them. Like, you know, sometimes people change house names.
Oh, yeah, it's a good
thing. I just wondered if it was like boats, where it's supposed to be awful bad luck to change a boat name.
So, this is what I'm talking about.
But folk wouldn't be bothered about changing it. They would just, the farm, that would be it.
It's in Shaughnessy. It's forgotten the name of the farm. It was an ordinary name anyway, but some English took it over and changed the name to Rainbow's End.
Oh, that's a bit twee. Shaughnessy not have a farm called Inkerman?
Oh yeah.
Or a house or something, is that? Yeah. But I'd be right thinking that's a soldier.
Yes, well, the was in Stennis, Ladysmith.
That'd be the Boer War then?
Yes.
Yeah. And what would that be? Maybe bought with money?
Well, maybe just a new house in Ladysmith, be on the
in the news,
in the news at the time, and then the truck was there as Arnhem, same thing. It was just an army hut, more or less made into a house. Some name in the news stuck on it.
So I suppose when the army and the forces left, they just left all the buildings and.
What's up?
I'm just saying when the my voice is. I know it's not very strong. I'm just thinking that things like that. You're saying it was an army hut and then it was made into a house. And probably they would just have left everything when they left after the war.
The army sold the houses, the huts, and the mother's average price was £1 per foot or the length. And there's 14 houses in Stennis made out of army huts.
Oh, right.
And that's just Stennis.
It's Eric Tate and Doobie, his father had one of the best. Well, the builders and so on, and big business for a while, moving the huts to work for a while
with them. He had been in Canada a while, it was relatively common to pick up a house on wheels and go, and he. I often seen a house going by on the road, when they were in a bit more style, leaving it right coming up to the loom.
Goodness me! Just on a trailer then?
Aye, well, did that specially long trailer, but we had experience out in Canada and a good experience to use. And you don't see it now, but the army hut, well, £1 a foot was relatively cheap. But then somewhere on I worked out the size. Well, the hut was built and then it was blocked, around by concrete blocks. And the man himself would usually made the concrete blocks himself and built it himself. But somewhere I calculated that it would take a ton of blocks that he'd have made himself and shifted several times and built himself. That's a big figure. We're talking too much time about that.
So how would you make a concrete block then?
What's that?
How would you make a concrete block?
Well, at that time, you were next to...